Welcome to Bible and Bourbon with Pastor Ben. Today we are studying the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 1 through 10 and 16 through 20, the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Today I am drinking Barrel Bourbons, batch 33. It is a 116 proof bourbon. It is distilled at several undisclosed distilleries around Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee. It's a bourbon that has really caught on recently, and I know many people have had difficulty finding it, but it is a very pleasant bourbon and can often be found for under $100, which makes it quite approachable for many people. It's very rich bourbon with a smoked nut flavor to it. It is very sweet with a rich caramel that just kind of coats the inside of your mouth, as well as a bit of baking spices. It is very pleasant and wonderful to drink both neat or, if you'd rather, on ice. Our prayer request for this week is actually a joy. One of our listeners had their son accepted into a university to play basketball, particularly in the state of Hawaii, which should be fun for them. So if you can, go ahead and hold that listener in your prayers and celebrate that joy with them. Now let us begin our study with a prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for coming into our lives and enriching us through the resurrection of your son, Jesus. Allow us to live into that resurrection moment every day of our lives. We pray this in your son's holy and great name. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10 and 16 through 20. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you have come looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10 and 16 through 20. This is the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Last week, we talked about an undeniable evil finding its place in God's world, with its presence evident in the crucifixion of God's Son. Yet, that evil cannot last in the life of Christ, and not in your life either. Because up until this moment, it seemed as if the evil forces of the world were in control. And it's important to remember that everything to this moment was going exactly according to plan for the elites that wanted Jesus dead. Everything happened exactly as they hoped it would. They arrested Jesus just as they hoped. They tried him and he was found guilty just as they hoped. And he was crucified and laid to rest in a tomb. Everything went according to their evil plan. But then these women came to the tomb. And they came with a strong conviction in the spirit. They came upon the tomb and experienced a violent earthquake. Angels, according to scripture, are often fearful in their appearance. This one had the appearance like lightning. A lightning is a frightening force. A lightning is a visible representation of power as all of this electricity comes down at once and catches ablaze whatever it hits. Lightning is frightening, and this angel was frightening as well. This angel and this earthquake were so frightening, in fact, that the guards, these burly men, stood stone-faced as if they were dead. But in the face of all of this, these women stood strong. They listened to the angel. They took in what the angel had to say, and then they found Jesus. They found him. They talked to him, and they had a relationship with him in that moment. I always find it odd here that when Jesus comes to these women, he calls his disciples brothers. Go and tell my brothers. Because while these disciples were close to Jesus, they had left him completely. They had abandoned him to his own devices. From the moment he was arrested and one raised a sword, he was seen by them no longer. They were not with him when he was tried in front of the Sanhedrin, and they were not with him when he was tried in front of Pilate. They may have been with him at moments during his crucifixion, but even there, he was placed on the cross alone. They also did not come and see him at the tomb. Instead, they stood back, scared about what the world might hold for them. But even though he had been abandoned, he still called them brother. My brothers. He does come and see them in Galilee. In the Gospel of Matthew, this is the only time that the disciples see Jesus after his resurrection. They only see him here in this moment with this one short paragraph that calls back to Jesus transfiguring himself on the mountaintop in front of Peter, James, and John, where he appeared alongside Moses and Abraham. It calls back to it, but also shows us something greater, because he is not with Moses and Abraham. He is alone, and he is revealing himself to all of his disciples, not just those chosen three. He is telling them that they have authority through him, and it's up to them to fulfill the Great Commission, to go out and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And that is the basic principle for us as Christians, because Christianity is a religion based on conversion. We are preaching and reaching out to others to share with them the hope and love we find in Christ. Saying that your Father loves you, that Jesus loves you, and the Holy Spirit is always with you. And that is the final words that Jesus speaks to his disciples. That I am always with you. Some of the other books in the New Testament make it very clear that Jesus ascended back into heaven. But Matthew leaves it purposely vague. We can assume that as he said this last line, he ascended back into heaven. Surely I am with you to the end of the age, and then he ascends back to his heavenly Father. But it's never stated. Because Matthew wants us to know that even though Jesus may have ascended back into heaven, he is still present. He was still with the disciples, and he is still with you. He's not gone. That line, surely I am with you always, resonates with us today just as it did with the disciples. It's a message about resurrection. We are a resurrection people. Jesus died because evil entered the world. It felt in that moment of the crucifixion and when he was buried in the tomb that darkness had consumed everything, as if nothing would conquer it. But then, light came through. And it happens not here just in this moment, but it happens time and time again in your lives as Christ leads you to your own resurrection, being reborn in Him. That's the final message of the gospel, that Christ lives on in you. Next week, we are going to have a final episode summarizing the Gospel of Matthew. And then we are going to talk a bit about where we're going from here. Now, talking about the thematic study on purpose, finding how the Spirit can guide us in our lives. As always, if you have any questions or material, please reach out to me at BiblePeriodBourbon@gmail.com. And while it's true that Jesus drank wine in an occasional glass is different than an addiction, if you need help, please seek it. If you need help and don't know where to look, please reach out and I'll be happy to guide you. Blessings, everyone.